This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Wednesday, January 21, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Wednesday, diversified miner BHP Billiton said it would cut jobs at two of its nickel mines in Western Australia. The company would ramp down production at the Ravensthorpe operation. This is as a result of the significant decline in the prospects of the nickel market and the expected levels of capital expenditure needed to sustain production volumes at the operation. About 800 permanent employees and 1,000 contractors would be retrenched by June. Africa-focused base metals miner Albedon has suspended the development of the northern decline at its Munali nickel project in Zambia because the current nickel price didn't warrant the capital expenditure on the project. The Perth-based company explained that only lower-grade mining blocks at Munali would be accessed in the short term. The suspension of work at the northern decline would reduce capital development over the life of mine by 2,500 metres. However, the reduction wouldn't occur in 2009, as the focus would be kept on vertical development ahead of production. Also making headlines, copper hoisting at Zambia's Nkana copper mine falls 20% after a fire causes damage to a conveyor belt. Nickel producer Norilsk Nickel expects revenue to fall to $8 billion. Gold miner DRD Gold will retrench 78% of ERPM's workforce. And Rio Tinto Alcan announces a further 6% cut in output. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.